Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And the New York Post is reporting that former Queens Congressman Joe Crowley turned in his city parking placard yesterday. This is 3 months after he was supposed to turn it in. And the Post says he only returned it because the paper was asking City Hall about it. And then last night on the series opener for Showtime's show Billions, there was a subplot centered around placard abuse. So we just want to know what placard abuse is all about here in New York. Joining us for just a few minutes to explain, WNYC's planning editor Kate Hines. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Richard.
All right. What is a placard?
Parking placard is a laminated piece of paper that's given to certain city employees and gives them the legal right to park in certain places. You see them outside police, fire stations, schools, post offices. There's about 125,000 parking placards in New York City right now, split kind of between NYPD, Department of Education, and DOT. So you can use them to park in metered spots without paying. You can use them to park pretty much anywhere there's a no parking sign, as long as it's not no standing. And they get abused.
Can you explain who qualifies for a parking placard?
Pretty much any city employee who wants one. I mean, you have to fill out a certain amount of paperwork for it, but it's if you use your car in the commission of your work. You know, the city likes to give them to first responders like police and firefighters just because they want them to be able to show up at any time, you know, at the drop of a hat. Several years ago during the Bloomberg administration, Bloomberg tried to shrink the number of placards that went to Department of Education employees. Like, the number was something like 60,000. He dropped it down to 11. The principals union fought back and litigated, once saying it's in our contract. They won that case. And then de Blasio expanded it to include all teachers. So now there's like 60,000. He sort of like restored that. There's now 60,000 teachers and school employees that get them.
So, Kate, considering the expense of parking, considering the limited number of spots, I'm assuming these placards are a hot commodity.
They are a hot commodity. But the thing about them is, like, there are the parking placards, and then there are the spin-offs of the parking placards. Like, you see fake parking placards all over the place. You see people parking with expired parking placards. You see people parking that don't have placards, but they have PBA cards and an orange vest that says, like, DOT in the window. So it's kind of like anything goes. It feels a little bit like the Wild West.
Here's 11 seconds of last night's Billions episode where the placards are referred to as park anywhere permits.
Do you have any idea what I can get for those tickets, man?
How about for a park anywhere permit? Got one right here and it's yours.
I already got one for each of my cars.
Oh, I didn't watch the episode. Did you, Kate?
Oh, yes. That's you heard the person offering the parking placard is the actor Paul Giamatti, who's a disgraced U.S. former U.S. attorney, now trying to set himself up as a fixer. So he's trying to trade this parking placard in for a favor for a client. And it's a theme that runs throughout the show. And pretty much everyone he tries to trade it to already has a parking placard, which is like so New York.
So what actually constitutes parking placard abuse as opposed to just a lot of people qualify for them?
Either, you know, outright fraud of parking placards or when you use them to park in places that you're not supposed to park in. To walk down J Street in Brooklyn or Park Row in Lower Manhattan is to see tons of parking placards blocking things like bike lanes, MTA bus stops, driveways, sidewalk, park, you know, cut curbs that wheelchairs and strollers use.
Why don't traffic agents or even police officers, when they see this abuse, why don't they issue tickets?
They do issue tickets. De Blasio has said that the number of tickets increased during his term for violations has gone up by, you know, something like 90% from 2016 to now, which isn't saying a lot because in 2016 there wasn't a lot of tickets issued in the first place. But, it feels a little bit like asking the fox to guard the hen house. You're asking ticket agents to ticket
other ticket agents.
Right, exactly.
Here's a listener question via Twitter. Do parking placards allow for parking in front of fire hydrants?
No. Legally, they are not supposed to allow that. Having said that, I live down the street from a police station, and parking placard cars are often in front of fire hydrants on my block. So, yes, it happens, but it's not supposed to.
And last thing, some people might think this is a relatively trivial thing, considering all the horrors in the world today. Why are people so fired up about parking placard abuse?
Well, it's pretty annoying to be in a bike lane and have your bike, your access blocked by a car. I have seen tweets of cars with parking placards parked in school playgrounds. You know, like they block access to amenities that we feel we should have, you know, as free people that move around the city. They also, even when used legally, they contribute to traffic congestion. To, you know, part of the problem with the proposed crackdown that Mayor de Blasio has come up with is that he's trying to deal with city placards. There are state placards and there are federal placards that his plan does nothing to address, and I'm not sure if legally he can. But to go to Lower Manhattan today is to see a sea of parking placards in the most transit-rich part of New York City.
WNYC's planning editor Kate Hines, thanks for explaining our parking placard problems.
I'm pleased to do so.
Excellent, Kate.